This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Again,
we can't get rid of us that easily, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles. Welcome to another hour of discussion, the talk that is important for you to know what's going on, events of the day, issues of the day, the people. I think we're all of us here on the DJV program, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. We're all, and you, we probably are tempted is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, as you start your day doing small tasks, right? Brush your teeth, wash your face, comb your hair. But there are other things that perhaps ought to be in that box to check as you start your day, right? Maybe there are some things that make a big difference. Your attitude as you start the day, your concentration on the day, your focus on the day. That should be maybe after you've kind of sobered yourself up, you need to make that a priority, because there are all kinds of things. I know, because I do it myself, procrastination is a big thing. You got a busy life. Yeah, you have to prioritize things for sure. But when you don't want to do things that are out of your comfort zone, are there examples of that? Jay, when's the last time you did something you didn't want to do? Don't tell me get up and go on this program today.
I was going to say every day. Don't steal my answer.
No, I'm trying to think of the last time I did something that I really didn't want to do, because I am one of those people that if I genuinely don't want to do something, I won't. Mm-hmm. I make no apologies.
Yeah, that's okay. That's good. That's being your own person. Victoria, what about you? When's the last time you did something you didn't want to do?
I don't know. I can't
she's
really.
She's doing what she wants to do. That's good. That's very success. That's success in itself. You're not thinking about it. It's not top of mind. Jennifer, what about you?
I don't know. I think, look, I'm a naturally shy person. I know everybody like falls over and goes, "What? No, you're not." But naturally, it
yeah,
is a push for me to challenge myself to do what I do, because I'm a public person for most of my life and on the air and all of that. So I don't know. I had a speaking engagement over the weekend, and I always think to myself, I'm like, gosh, how am I doing this? I used to hate public speaking, but like at some point I just thought it's always been my mentality. Like you fake it till you make it and until you start believing it. And so that's kind of how I got past my shyness when I was younger, is mm-hmm. to just kind of fake that I wasn't shy anymore. And then it kind of fell into gear, but still every once in a while, when I have to give speaking like speeches and stuff, I go, it comes back and you go, okay, here I go. I can do this. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, it is. For me, it's something simple. I'm tired of putting a mask on. I'm resisting it more and more. I find myself resisting. I go into a place and I have a mask in my pocket, but if everybody's not wearing a mask, I'm not wearing a mask. The mask mandates are being lifted all over the place. I see that Goldman Sachs and Chase, most of the banks are lifting the requirements for wearing a mask. Most businesses are lifting the requirement to have employees
Walmart
wear masks
did.
In the
office. The problem
office.
Is that local governments still have the right of way. I mean, we just, we're on the other side of the Super Bowl now, and looking back, you didn't see many masks in the crowd.
Well, you just challenge it. You know, there's not.
Well, the problem is that
jail.
For kids, you can't. And so kids in Los Angeles are still having to go to school with N95 masks indoors and on the playground. And meanwhile, you've got a bunch of celebrities and local elected politicians who are sitting around watching football with their masks off.
Oh, we all know the hypocrites.
How fair is that? I know, yeah. But it's not fair. And so I'm
I was
sure
looking
for a lot
at something
parents.
On one of the farm sites, because most people know that I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I get a lot of stuff, a lot of trade material from the various organizations, American Farm Bureau and the National Farmers Union, about how do you protect the people that are working on the farm that do not have vaccines. I didn't mandate the people that work with me on the farm get them, but I made it appear, it was for the common good. And all of the people that are, well, the three people that work the most have their shots. The youngster who works on the farm didn't have his shots, got a bad case of COVID, and was out for 2 weeks. And I just said, okay, you made a decision, so that's it. There are a lot of people who are saying, I noticed something, as a matter of fact, this is from a New Jersey-based emergency medicine doctor whose name is Anad Swamthamarian. I don't know if that's how to pronounce his name, but at any rate, he
Uncle
says...
Uncle Anad.
Who's your, what is he? You know who he is?
No.
Anyway,
I just said Uncle Anad. Yeah.
He's, he says that lives of young people are being affected by not having vaccines. And I wonder how many people are paying attention to that. I'm wondering if the doctors that I have on this program, Dr. Jack Starkwell and Dr. Ken Kronos, would agree with that. Because they both were, well, Jack doesn't believe in vaccines anyway. But Ken was pretty hesitant about getting this vaccine into younger folks. You didn't think anything of the
18
plus.
I think they're doing
plus.
More studies, right? They for the 5 and unders, it's not approved yet. They're doing more studies.
Right.
It's the same thing. I mean, I think I told you guys last summer, I was talking to my dad's cardiologist, and he said he's had a lot of cases for young men, especially coming in.
So what is in the vaccine that makes them, that screws up your heart? I'd like to know.
Gets your inflammation going for whatever
reason. Yeah, but the thing is, though, that's, especially in younger men, that is very treatable, and most of that resolves at home. So that was not a reason that people shouldn't get the vaccine. Because there were not that many cases of it on when you look at how many people got vaccinated and millions of people. That was not something, I mean, I've seen a lot of cardiologists talk about that.
Think about it. It's like, I totally hear what you're saying, Victoria, but like, when you think about it and you say, well, heart inflammation is not that big a deal. To some people, it really might be. To some people, it sounds like a big deal.
In kids, no, I'm saying in kids, the kids who have had a reaction from the vaccine, it either resolved on its own or there was medication and it went away. So, and that didn't happen to every kid.
Then what is worse then? Let's go 5 to 11 year olds, 20% have had their first shot. So I'm looking at now a statement from the American Academy of Pediatrics, whether or not they strongly side on, vaccinating children, and they don't seem to. It seems, there are those who talk about the huge risk there is to children. There's a moderate risk. Some people have gotten very youngsters gotten super sick with COVID, but not a lot. Very small percentage has died, like, 12 kids, I think, have died of this. And so you look at overall around the country at the moment, 1% of the COVID cases are children who are under the age of 5. And I don't see a number for 5 to 11. My grandson has had his first shot. Didn't seem to affect him one way or another. In terms of his health is concerned, he was kind of, most of the kids in his school have had it. And so, okay. So
what I think is actually the scariest part is the new studies that are coming out about pregnant women who don't want to get the vaccine and what if they get COVID, what it can actually do. And it's really scary. I mean, one doctor said the quote was no fetus could survive that. And so the way COVID attacks the placenta, it's really.
You're talking about not the shot. You're talking about getting the disease.
Getting the disease and not being for pregnant women. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pregnant women should definitely think twice about getting. If they're saying, oh, well, I don't want to get the vaccine until whatever, they're showing that there's a real risk to the fetus.
Jasper, my grandson, is about 3 months old now, and he's a healthy, walloping.
Your daughter-in-law got the vaccine while she was pregnant.
She did. I think she was 4 months in when she got the vaccine.
Yeah.
Now, the FDA authorizing a new antibody treatment to fight this last version, at least the current version. There will be more versions, but it will just get taken care of kind of like with a regular flu shot, if you believe in those. The Eli Lilly folks have come up with a treatment. They've been kind of absent in all of this, so maybe they're trying to come up with something so that they can get in on
the
gravy train.
They had a different treatment early on. Yeah. They didn't work. They're not a vaccine company, but there was some other treatment that Eli Lilly had in the beginning. Maybe it was a different monoclonal antibody because the ones that are on the market right now don't work against Omicron. And so that's why it's been sort of, everything gets politicized. But the bottom line is it doesn't work.
You want to try to pronounce this, Victoria? B-E-B-T-E-L-O-V-I-M-A-B.
What would your guess be? Of
Beb Telavovimab. So that just
sounds official. Yeah,
this could be number three. Just call it number three or something. Anyway, it's supposed to be used to treat patients for whom alternative COVID treatment options approved by the FDA aren't accessible or are inappropriate. Here's another. It's another monoclonal antibody. Do people even understand? Do you think after all this time, monoclonal is part of our lexicon? We get.
Right? Yeah. People know that if you're in the hospital and you have really bad COVID, that the antibody treatments were being used against Delta. It just doesn't seem to work against Omicron, which is why this one came out.
Are we still talking about the elderly, the compromised, the unvaccinated? Don't people, I mean, this has been 2 years already. Why are we still hammering away at that?
If you're over 65, and Dr. Ken would agree with this, and maybe Jack would too, I mean, there isn't a doctor that I've seen so many doctors talking about this. If you're over 65, this is not something to mess around with. You are still considered at risk, even if you're vaxxed and boosted.
But let's look at the Super Bowl this past weekend. What kind of a super spreader might that have been if it were last year? This year, behavior doesn't seem to be amounting to anything.
Well, we don't know yet, but sure.
But 75% of vaccinated people who have died from COVID had four major. See, this is what I've been saying all along. You didn't die for the most part from COVID. COVID may have put you over the edge, but the research from the Center for Disease Confusion this weekend suggests that more than 75% of vaccinated people who've died from COVID had 1, 2, 3, 4 medical risk factors. Some kind of the lung problem, heart problem, circulatory problem. Those are the sorts of things.
But a lot of people who have those issues have not died because they got vaccinated. To be on your own with all those conditions is pretty scary.
The unvaccinated still are the major number. People still go to the hospital. Most of them are unvaccinated. Food for thought for you at 18 after the hour on the DJV show.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosis and colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit gocreon.com. That's GOCREON.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Avian.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour. That is the point in the hour when Jay Kirshner works on the social media side, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at DJV Show, or Facebook.com/DJV Show. A lot of people are still grousing about Bob Saget, Jay, as more information comes out about what happened. It's not just as simple. It was simple at the beginning, and then it was made more complicated, and that was sort of simplified. And now there's something else that makes it complicated again. And about what? There are about three or four things in here that keep getting piled on, like the fact that he was positive for COVID, right?
Well, and he had mentioned on a podcast prior to his very last comedy show that he had recently had COVID. He was recovering, so kind of the question remains, was he just still testing positive, or was he still symptomatic? Was he still fighting it? What was going on there? And we know he fell and died in his sleep. He had a head trauma. Well, the Orange County Medical Examiner is giving us more information into the whole thing, that there was hemorrhaging, blood was forming between the skull and the scalp. He had the bruises and discoloration on his eyes. He hit the back of his head so hard that it caused fractures at the front of his head. But also, something that the medical examiner found was, it seems like his heart was also a ticking time bomb. He had an enlarged heart. He had damage or disease in a major blood vessel.
Didn't he go see a doctor? I mean, and why would somebody that exposed not have a regular checkup?
Didn't he have a heart issue, though, in the past, right? I mean, they said one of his arteries was 95% blocked. That's pretty bad. I mean, that would have been an issue had he lived maybe in the next year or so. He would have had to address that. But it is really strange because it sounds like maybe he slipped and fell getting out of the shower and hit his head.
Because one of the damages on the front of his skull, too, right?
Well, the way that neuroscientists have explained this is that, like, when you hit the back of your head with a lot of impact, it shifts everything forward so it can cause bruising under your eyes. Wow. And, yeah, because stuff gets moved around. So, but, yeah, he probably just never told his wife, or maybe he spoke to his wife, because we know they spoke on the phone right before he, you know, that was the day before he died, or the day of, he was about to get on a flight. or he went to bed, and then maybe he spoke to his wife, slipped and fell in the shower, hit his head, thought there was nothing wrong, and then went to sleep, and that was it. But it looks like it was a pretty bad fall. Whatever happened, it was a bad fall.
Well, what's the lesson? What do we take away from this?
I don't know. The lesson is if you hit the back of your head, don't lay down. Go to a doctor.
Don't think you're invincible.
Yeah.
That's for sure. That sounds like a bad hit. They said it's consistent with falling down the stairs or something. I mean, that's
really
not good.
I know a man who was a
carpenter. That sounds like marble in a shower to me, right? Like that can have that impact.
Yeah. Like completely slip, his feet went out up from under him.
A friend who was, when I used to be on the board of trustees of my alma mater, this fellow was a congressman from Northwest Ohio, and he fell down. He was 69 years old, and he had an apartment in Washington where he stayed during the week, and he fell down the stairs, hit the back of his head, and bled out. There was nobody there, and that was the end of him. So these are stair things. I slipped on the ice a couple of times this past week. My sister got me cleats for my boots, so now I won't go outside and slip anymore. But it's actually, you know, it's this time of year, you're taking your life in your hands. You go outside after there's been precipitation, and you walk around, and, you know, you're liable to, as I did, fall down. I get to the point where I put my shoulder back so that it catches me, as I've been there and done that and didn't have good results. 28 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Water stains on the shower glass. Try rubbing some shaving cream on.
Tyler's cleaning crew knows every housekeeping trick in the book.
Handling timesheets now.
But they need a proper bookkeeper to keep finances tidy.
New equipment is a business expense, right?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this one feels like he's capable of a little more than just trips to the convenience store.
Oh, also, he wants to let you know that you can buy a gallon of ice cream instead of a pint every time. Those are his words. So he said roughly like, blink the last wheel. It doesn't really translate, but the way he said it was super funny.
Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require coverage.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau invoked emergency powers Monday to stop the paralyzing protests by truckers and Canadian citizens demanding an end to the vaccine mandate. Trudeau outlined plans to tow away their rigs and strike at their bank accounts.
The blockades are harming our economy and endangering public safety. Critical supply chains have been disrupted. This is hurting workers who rely on these jobs to feed their families.
Trudeau ruled out using the military against his own people. Scores of Honduran police officers on Monday surrounded the home of former President Juan Orlando Hernandez after the United States asked the government to arrest and extradite him. The complaint alleges election fraud and drug trafficking. Jet Propulsion Laboratory experts say a derelict booster rocket, which will hit the moon's surface on March 4th, was built by Beijing and not by SpaceX. We are USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In January, the Biden administration's open border policy continued at crisis levels. Customs and Border Patrol are reporting over 150,000 illegal immigrants apprehended, and a guesstimated 50,000 are now in this country without any vetting whatsoever. Texas Republican Representative Brian Babin, one of the many lawmakers demanding Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas resign, tells Newsmax what he thinks.
Well, what's happening is the Biden administration has just done away with all of the great policies that the Trump administration had implemented. And you cannot control our border without having what we call interior enforcement. That means that if someone comes in illegally, they've had their day in court, their case has been adjudicated, they have been ordered removed from the United States. That is called interior enforcement when you deport them. They have stopped doing that, virtually stopped it. I mean, it's down 70%. So that tells you that only the worst of the worst of the worst are being deported, and that's very, very few. And so as a consequence, we've got drugs, we've got human trafficking, we've got 100,000-plus overdoses and deaths of Americans, and we've got an incompetent president and a derelict Mayorkas, Secretary of Department of Homeland Security.
For more information, please visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, President of Real Estate Services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, 34 after the hour now on the DJV program. You deserve all the love that you can get this week. It's Valentine's week. The ladies are, well, Jay's not celebrating at all. I think she's just in love, right? Isn't that what it is? Do you love somebody or do you stay in love with them? Can you actually say that you're in love? And what does that mean if you're in love? What's the difference between loving somebody and being in love? Ladies, you're all experts.
I think it's a question for you, because I think women are a little more clear with that than men. Men are really weird. Like, when the hotness is over, like, it's over for them. They don't wait around. You know, it's strange.
That's not a fair statement. That's not the way I've been, I don't think, anyway.
Yeah, I mean, Lewis and I have been together for almost, 10 years now. So only married, we're married 4, but we've been together for 10, so, but I don't know, I mean, I guess it's different for everybody, right? It depends on maybe how long were you together before you got married. My brother and his wife were together a long time before they got married, and they're as cute as ever, so I don't know, I think it just depends
on the couple. There are those who say that getting married Phil, don't listen to this. Getting married, yeah, exactly, ruins everything.
No. Oh, my.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
It also depends on your personalities, too.
Yeah.
Because
totally.
Some people...
There's Jay lending credibility in getting
well,
everybody
some
on.
Some people, there's something that ties into, well, the ball and chain, and I have to be tied down and all that stuff. Or right. Other people are like, no, this is the next adventure that we get to do together.
Well, I can remember, and it wasn't, it was the lasting real engagement I had. It wasn't a literal engagement, but I really enjoyed her company. I liked spending time with her, and I enjoyed whenever we spent time together. It was just a good thing. We went up and down like a seesaw, but it was fun, and I enjoyed it. We had a good time with each other when we weren't going. When
I think both of you were sort of addicted to the drama. There was so much.
Yeah.
That was like, we all lived through like a teenage romance with you and that one. I mean, that was like,
it was
exhausting.
Yeah, it was. All right, speaking of drama, what's the latest, Jennifer? Because you're usually our congressional expert on the stock trading.
Can I be the congressional correspondent?
Yeah, you can be the congressional correspondent. So there still is an investigation. Will it go anywhere, though? That's the question.
It's called slow walking is what it's called. Mm-hmm. And there's another scandal. I don't know if you guys heard about the energy secretary. What's her name? Jennifer Granholm, I think is her name. Her
mayor. She was the governor of Michigan, right? Yeah.
She got into some trouble, too. There's an investigation around her. So if you haven't heard, congressional, the stuff that Doug's talking about is that there is really not a lot of oversight and not a lot of enforcement on a rule that members of Congress are supposed to have a blind trust for their investments. And so if they don't, there's only like one guy. I think there's like one Republican in the middle of the country who has a blind trust, the only one who's doing it the right way. So a group of Democrats and Republicans all got together and said, look, we need to, and only 27 of them, by the way, out of the 435 members of Congress, that should tell you something. It just... on its face, that only 27 are pushing for this, because what's happening now is that members of Congress, including at the highest level, Nancy Pelosi, making $35 million off of her investments with certain company, big tech companies. And so you think if you're in Congress, you're privy to lots of information, which could dictate how you buy and sell stocks. You can vote on laws that are beneficial for buying and selling stocks. You can ask important people to speak on behalf of companies that you might invest with. And these are all things that people like you and me and Victoria and Jay and Phil, if we all did this, we'd be in jail like Martha Stewart if any of us did this to try to help bump up our own stock portfolio. So there's a pushback, and it's very popular with the American people. Democrat, I mean, it's something that actually unites us in a bipartisan way, because most people don't want to see those who say they're going to represent us just going into Congress to enrich themselves. Now, there's also a scandal within the cabinet. I think it's Secretary Granholm, who has a husband who invested in some stocks for her with this particular company. And while a member of Joe Biden's cabinet, so while she was in the secretary position, she had the president go out and speak at these events that helped these companies prosper while she was holding stock in them. So it's like, how do you, I mean, did anybody know? Is she doing this secretly? I mean, it's just, so there's another investigation underway for that.
How'd they find out?
You can't do it. That's what she was up to. I guess.
Yeah, that's
whatever.
My question. How'd they
There's
find
a
out?
Lot of watch. There are a lot of watchdog groups that look for this kind of stuff, and it's pretty easy, I guess, if you just follow where the president's schedule has been. You might go, hey, wait a second, this company, why this one? And then you say, wait a second, this, you know, this person's investing. So, if this, again, the investigation is underway, but if this pans out, then what do? You have to get rid of somebody. Is there going to be any enforcement? Do we just let it go? I don't know.
Something to keep in mind. All right, no fly list for unruly airplane passengers is important. The flight attendants union is getting really worked up over the weekend. An American flight from Los Angeles to Washington had to land, I think it was in Kansas City. Some guy got up out of his seat, went to the front of the plane, and tried to open the door at 36,000 feet. So here we go again.
What's wrong with people?
I mean, these people are on, do we need a drug test before you go get on the plane?
I think it's probably alcohol, right?
You stop serving alcohol. They just stop.
Well, they're getting bombed at the airport before they get on the plane.
Yeah, and they have been. They have not been serving alcohol, I don't think, on planes.
Yeah.
You haven't noticed it because in first class they do, but I think in the back they haven't been serving for a while. I think it was new that they just brought it back maybe a week or two ago. Yep.
I have very powerful drinks like tomato juice and apple juice. Actually, crayon apple.
Well, did you guys hear? I mean, there was a pretty famous arrest on a plane. I don't know if you guys heard, but for Super Bowl week, Adrian Peterson, I guess, had been in town. He's an NFL player who's had some problems in the past, and he was arrested.
Playing, is he? Isn't he retired?
So, I don't know.
Yeah, I saw a headline on TMZ. So, what did he get arrested for?
Domestic violence. So, I guess he and his, you would assume, his spouse, he's got a wife, were having a fight aboard a flight, and I guess carried over into the airport. The police at LAX arrested him. He's $50,000 bail, and just do this. I mean, first of all, don't have fights with your spouse like that. Period. But seriously, like on a flight in an airport, it's just.
Hurricane Katrina victims. Yes, we're still talking about that. How many years later? When was the Hurricane Katrina? Has been what, 10, 12 years ago? When was
it? 2005.
Bush was president.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so Brad Pitt comes into the picture, and people say, "Huh?" So apparently, some of the people who bought homes that were touted by Brad Pitt. Say that they believed in him, they believed in the dream, they believed that these homes would be great. Apparently, Make It Right Foundation, which is his nonprofit, set out to build homes for residents of New Orleans' Lower Ninth Ward. People had, Katrina came and wiped out everything. Now, these were experimental, environmentally friendly homes. But apparently they have a lot of defects. Now they have a lot of mold. And an attorney has filed a lawsuit on behalf of these residents. But I'm trying to figure, okay, Pitt raised a lot of money to construct the homes. And so other than that, he didn't build them. So why are they suing him?
His foundation built them and sold them for about $150,000 each.
Yeah, he didn't gain from it.
I don't think Brad Pitt is to blame. I was down in New Orleans like right around this time, like less than a year after Katrina, and people just worshipped him. They wanted him to run for mayor. I mean, it was, he came in as sort of seen as a savior. I think, unfortunately, these houses were built in with such shoddy construction, and they said some of the things, they didn't have rain gutters, they didn't have waterproof paint, they had flat roofs, and that apparently, Tom Kay could probably, explain on this, but they apparently were very tightly insulated so that moisture got in, but then it couldn't get out, and then termites and toxic mold started building, and one person died. And so it's turned out to just be a complete mess. And the lawyer representing the group said that all these houses need to just be torn to the ground and they have to start over. So, but Brad Pitt's name is still on it. And he was the one, he championed that cause.
I think he'd have a hard time. Okay, next, Adele and Las Vegas. Is it going to happen or not? She was with Graham Norton, famously gets a lot out of the British. People around the world like to go on his program, but he especially works hard on the Brits because it's a British program. And they talked about the cancellation of her Vegas residency. She said she tried hard, couldn't pull anything together, but she absolutely is going to have this thing this year. Okay. So what else do you want to know?
So hang on to your tickets.
Yeah. She said it wouldn't have been possible to strip the show down. It's Vegas. I can't go out there with an effing guitar.
I mean, she's not wrong. If people go to Vegas, they expect a big spectacle, right? Like, you want to see a huge show.
Is she from East London? She talks like she's like from the Docklands.
Like EastEnders, like the show? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not sure, but I think maybe, possibly.
Okay, a couple of things regarding Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy. I'm trying to figure out, say, Jack, a lot of people are hooting and hollering because apparently it looks like one of the winners, or there was a fix on one of the winners. Somebody won $100,000 a couple of times in a row.
Yeah, is that it? I think three times in a row, the three different contestants got the $100,000 prize, like, right in a row. And so naturally people went on Twitter and started hating.
But the thing is, wait a second, they're just supposed to get a year's supply of Jennison's chili. Why $100,000?
And I don't know why they would think it would be a bad thing for three people in a row to win $100,000, but Pat Sajak basically had to go on Twitter, and he said, you know, like, a quick reminder to conspiracy theorists, thanks to the quiz show scandals of the 1950s, fixing a game show on TV is a federal crime. So he said, I like all of our people to win, but I draw the line at serving prison time.
Yeah. All right, so now Jeopardy is going to hold a second chance tournament. I was watching Jeopardy. What's the lady's name who's the host? She's got
Maya Angelou.
Beautiful face.
She's so cute. She's really? Oh, that's okay.
Where did she come from, though? I never heard of her.
She's Blossom.
Before. Blossom where?
It was a television show.
She was in Child Actor. Big Bang Theory.
The hat with always the flower on it.
You would know her from Big Bang Theory. That's the most recent thing that she had.
She's on a show called Call Me Cat, which is really, really cute. But you know what's funny about her is I love her. She's very fun to watch. But have you noticed she's got an interesting delivery style with the way she speaks? When she's doing this, I don't know, maybe you don't know her from before, but it's really interesting that she has like
a game show voice. Trebek.
I don't know.
Like Trebek.
Game show voice when she does this. It's funny.
All right, so anyway, they're going to have a second chance tournament later on in the year that is bringing people back for another shot at Jeopardy. The college was, I think it was prime time. That was a prime time show I saw. I think it was last Thursday or Friday. So still lots of attention. The ratings are very good. And I didn't know who she was before. So are they still going back and forth with her? And
she does the college stuff, and I think she fills in sometimes on the regular show, and then Ken Jennings is the other side of it.
Anyway, 48 after this, the DJV show.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Now 53 past the hour, you're going to learn a lot more than you thought you knew about things going on in your home with the host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, Mr. Q&A, Tommy the K. Tom Kreitler is here. Leslie Segretti, she's the co-host. Every weekend you can hear this program, plus learn a lot with their podcasts and the newsletter. So here's one that we were just talking about, and Victoria said, ask Tom about this. So we had Hurricane Katrina, had a lot of houses that were destroyed. So So Brad Pitt sets up a 501c3, builds a bunch of houses.
Yeah, a foundation to rebuild houses down there.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Apparently the houses are crap, and he's being sued. The houses don't have waterproof paint. They don't have gutters. They have flat roofs. They were so tightly insulated that moisture, once it got in, didn't get out. So there's termites galore, toxic mold. All right. So what do we? What's this? The solution? We bulldoze these and start over again, or what do you do?
And he's a better architect, that's for sure.
Yeah. Right.
Well, you know, I'm sure they tried to make them like sort of green, which means they made them energy efficient.
Yes.
But if you you don't have proper ventilation or the right materials. Like, for example, spray foam insulation. I'm a big fan of spray foam because most attics have ventilation, right? You have soffit vents, roof vents, gable vents. When you use spray foam in your attic, especially when you use it on the underside of the roof sheathing, you don't need any ventilation. It's a completely different system.
Really?
It becomes essentially not heated space, but it's in effect conditioned space. I'll tell you that in my house, which gets, you know, the full swing of four seasons in terms of temperature, the attic's pretty much the same temperature year round, even though there's no heat up there.
Really?
So yeah, it really depends on how you build it. Now,
mine's not. Mine's cold.
Yeah. Well, mine was always very
cold. Hot. Yeah.
And then very hot. Yes. Mm-hmm. And you know, and I would notice there's certain things I would not put up there.
Yeah.
Like, for example, I remember I used to put my ski boots up there, and they cracked one year.
Really?
And I read about it, and, you know, it turns out that big temperature swing is not good for them.
Yeah, good for them.
Huh. So, you know, stuff like that, you have to know what you're doing.
So I would go one step with advice for people who are wondering about that. The newsletter, the latest newsletter from moneypit.com/newsletter, focuses on your tips to prevent mold. So we took that one thing and freed people about mold. It seems almost, you know, when you think about it, how do you keep it out of any home? Because sometimes you're going to get a leak in the roof.
There's things you can do, Doug, to make your home, you know, less conducive to mold. You know, keeping humidity below 50% in spaces that are prone to mold, like basements, for example, improving the drainage so that your house stays as dry as possible, that water doesn't work its way back in. Making sure you store things up off floors. I can't tell you how many times in the years as a home inspector, I would be like in a basement of some house, and they'd have cardboard boxes on the floor, and you could see the mold was eating it away.
True.
Because you had organic matter, which the mold loves to kind of consume, right? You have air and you have moisture. So those are the three things that you needed.
Yep. Kind of reminds
me of
the landlocked.
So I've got a list of 10 things that you can do to avoid mold on MoneyPit.com right now. And it was in the recent newsletter, which you could subscribe to if you go to MoneyPit.com/newsletter.
Reminds me of the last box of bad blueberries that I opened up, frankly. Hey, look at the mold on them.
They're a little mushy.
Yeah, a little mushy. Okay, so let's go over to the Money Pit podcast, the replacement window. Actually, what I saw here, I want to know how junk drawers start fires. Things,
we all have junk batteries
in the kitchen, right?
Yep, okay, 9-volt batteries. You have a 9-volt battery in your junk drawer. And it connects, like, let's say, I don't know, maybe you got a Brillo pad in there, too, you know. And it connects across the terminals. You can get an arc.
Uh-huh. All right, okay. Or a screwdriver. So, you could. I don't know about having
a piece of silverware, right. So if you want to store a 9-volt battery, you're smart to put a piece of electrical tape across the top two terminals.
I have a box that has a different size. It has, you buy the batteries, you put them in. There's four different size holes in it, and you just put a bunch of batteries in each one, the AAA and the AA and the rectangular ones and that. And it.
Oh, like the storage, like little rack or something?
Right. Yeah. Is that smart?
Well, that's probably okay.
Yeah, it is, actually.
It's when they float around.
Right. You don't want them to be moving around. All right.
Yeah.
Let's see. What other things do we have here that are...
Well, replacement windows, you mentioned that. I just want to say that that's a really smart improvement to do these days.
That's
and there's a lot of
though,
options.
What's that? Expensive? Replacement windows,
that's a great point. You've got to shop for them, but there's you pay attention to the glass.
All right, go to glass. Yeah, check the Money Pit podcast out. All right, MoneyPit.com for Tom Kaye. And where are we now on the DJV program? I bet you want to know. It's 59 past the hour.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.